Stewardship.
So I'm hearing a lot of comments that they like the third of the three.
That tells us exactly where what we want to do, where we want to go. That's what we should be looking at. I like that one very much. In fact, I will move that we keep this one complete as it is.
We're looking at the bottom one right now.
Uh-huh. It's concise. It's short, and it tells them everything we want to do.
So I have a slide around the word support environmental stewardship. Are all we're doing is supporting, or are we advocating, or advocating is not the right word? Are we teaching environmental? Are we, what are we doing? Are we only supporting this?
As a comprehensive plan, what is the right word we're needing? Support.
As a plan.
Support seems to be the right word.
Based on our earlier discussion, you might want to take out the recreational program.
Exactly.
Word programs.
Take the word.
Yeah, we do need to remove that.
I don't know if we do or not.
It's just, well, and diverse recreation opportunities.
Yes.
Opportunities can replace.
Programs.
Just take the programs in. Let's go at it.
Okay.
Below.
Yeah.
Last
recreational opportunities.
Second is just taking
the recreational
facilities. Yeah. There's 40 of those.
So the recreational.
Take the
and take the and out.
There you go.
Take out
and diverse recreational opportunities. There we go.
No, that's what
I think that's the parks and transit.
Now I have a question. Are we doing anything with budgets in this sentence or no?
No, this is not the place. This is not the place where we would do that.
No, this is our mission.
This is not the place.
Part of our goals would be.
I don't know if it's an action for us to be doing that or not, but it comes later as a goal.
Yeah, I think it comes
later. Okay, John, you got any comments on that?
Actually, I wanted to go back to the vision we just created and just double check that we're matching the vision.
Okay.
Strengthens a high quality of life. Okay.
Can I believe this will be done?
Yes, out of there. So do we want to mention high quality of life in the mission part? Or does that already cover it? Don't need to go there. Just cover it.
It's covered. Meeting community needs.
Which is.
We could consider the beginning of that first mission statement.
We were talking about
the quality of
life. There was some
influx. Box, meeting community. That's wordy.
You want to speak up?
Oh, sorry. In that first draft where it's maximized quality of life, so you're saying you're strengthening high quality of life, maybe you're maximizing quality of life. By meeting community needs.
Yeah, so back to the quality of life.
Through, just take that and replace the on the second one, meeting community.
I'm not sure we need
maximize
quality.
If you wanted to link the two.
Yeah, I think
that way.
Once you've got the vision there, so long as the vision doesn't need to restate the. The vision, it needs to support the vision.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's okay as is.
Okay.
I need a second.
You're saying you think it's okay. Candace, your thoughts?
Looks good to me.
Looks good.
Are we supporting or insuring? Just a question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like insuring. Personally.
Well, aging population, we need a lot of insurers, so.
Thanks, John.
Sorry.
I think you heard a positive there.
Ray is picking up on you, too.
Marcia?
What?
Your thoughts?
I'm thinking quite a bit.
Can you settle with the insurer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Insuring.
Are we insuring? Are we the body of individuals who are going to insure that? Or are we the body of individuals
who
are going to support that?
The document isn't us. The document is the community.
As the community, right. I'm just, are we as the community going to ensure that? Or are we as the community going to support that?
She
instead of the county.
So if we don't insure it,
the Parks and Recreation Department supports that, but we're not the ones going out to ensure that that's getting done.
Right.
So I'm sorry I said the word.
But the document is what we're writing about. The document doesn't.
Right, but the document
supports.
Yeah, the system cannot ensure that. That's not a possibility. But certainly support it can enhance.
No, I just back
to support. It. Right.
Well, but I'd also say support is still somewhat weak.
Any other words?
Verb.
I mean, one of check
enhance is a good one.
You have a lot coming, places to put other kinds of ways you want to manipulate this. This is supposed to be very simple. It's supposed to be a goal. To me, it's fine.
Yeah, we can't
certainly want to be upset by it.
We're just nitpicking.
These are important words, though, so, especially when you get the document short.
Are we done with this one, too?
Yeah. Let's take that one. Wow. Candace?
It's fine. I'm not a big, I don't know, support, just I'm having problems with it, but it's not that big of a deal. I can live with it.
Is there any other words that we can think of that may be more inclusive than
who's
support?
Who's got a thesaurus?
I
like support, but
actually,
courage.
I like
courage.
Support is synonyms for support. We hold up, we bear, we carry, we prop up, we keep up, we brace, we shore up, we underpin, we reinforce, we buttress. You like buttress. So there's all these foundational support systems for the larger
I just like
think of us as a foundational support in the community for environmental stewardship. I like that.
What?
Champion.
So,
champion.
Champion?
Yeah.
Champion is a nice active word.
It's a nice active word.
It is nice.
Wow.
I like that too.
Sounds like
what we're talking
like an all-star.
Candace,
you would have been champion. I'm going to, argue against champion because champion is to champion something is to. It's a verbal word, if you will. It's talk. It's not necessarily building stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly
so, I would tend to lean more towards support between those two anyway.
More active word than
this is true. Yeah, I'm not thrilled with support. I'm just not coming up with a better one.
No, what is a more active term?
What did you say again?
I said encourage.
Encourage.
Courage is
doesn't it sounds lame.
What
a
cold. I think by lack of a better word,
that was
a
really good word.
Guys, you two, if you talk, we can't hear you at all.
Sorry.
It's terrible.
So, we're back to support again.
All right.
Or is that?
Marcia?
I'm in my motion.
We're holding on discussion for a little longer until Barbara has that per se.
Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
I really can live with support.
Okay.
I think that really says what we're really after, in my mind. I'm not saying another word couldn't fit, but I do like it. Okay. Flows smoothly off the tongue.
Adam?
I would agree. I like it.
How about our consultants? What do you think?
It's broadly encompassing. Okay. So
I think we've got...
And that's what we want.
I think we can now hear a motion on this.
You have a motion already, and I will amend it currently to accept the mission statement as it appears on the board.
Any seconds?
Seconds.
Seconded by Adam.
Thank you.
Always wanted a second.
Very important.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
This is going well. Okay.
Thank you. Well, two down. Back in your quarter.
Well, I think what we want to move on to next is the goal statement, and we need to or the goals for the overall chapters. What I'd like to do, we have a break scheduled in here, and I didn't know if you wanted to do that now and then come back fresh and start looking at the various chapters and how we're going to organize the document, and then devise goals.
Well, I see on the agenda here you have a core values.
Core values, yeah.
Is that something you want to do now? Or?
I think that when we were putting this agenda together, the two kind of got mixed, core values and goals. What I meant by those are basically the same thing. So that was my mistake. I apologize.
So are we omitting core values?
I think so.
Two breaks.
No, that's all right. My mistake. So if everybody's okay with taking a quick 10 minutes?
I think we should.
Okay. Wordsmithing's fun.
Yeah.
He just took a bite, so while he's chewing,
you know, before you get started, I didn't acknowledge, but Bud is here. He's our honorary member, and he's been very quiet so far, but you're pleased to hear and started mentioning your name earlier in the meeting, but feel free to speak up if you think we're going awry. He's had many years of experience in this sort of thing, and so we appreciate being here.
Okay, so the way that the comprehensive plan is designed, and the way that all these documents are designed, not just for the Parks Department, but talk about specifically the Parks Plan today, is you have chapter organizations about how you want the document to look, the things you want it to cover, and there are certain things that are statutory that we must include. But they don't have to be in any specific order. We can choose any order we like, and the order doesn't necessarily determine priority. The next step is to devise goals for each of the chapters that we're going to include. So the first thing I'd like to do is just give you an example of what Parks plans include, the chapters that they include and the things that they cover. And then we can decide what we want to do, what chapters we want to include, or if there's something that I don't cover here that you do want to include as a separate chapter, we can do that. Once we do that, we will devise goals of what this chapter is designed to achieve. And that's how we'll go about doing that. The first one, first chapter that I wanted to cover, although like I mentioned, it doesn't have to be first in the document itself, is the park system. And that is generally the parks that we have. What are they? Where are they? Show them on a map, that kind of thing. And then the additional acreage that we want to achieve for levels of service standards. The second one is open space. So these are all separated out into the kinds of things that we're doing. So we have open space. Public land that's not developed, it's just green space for everybody to enjoy. And then we have a trails network. Now, this one is slightly different because we have a trails plan that was already adopted. And one of the things that I don't want to do for procedural reasons is include more items in the trail network here that are not in the plan that was already adopted, because the comprehensive plan has to be updated every certain number of years. That document that Kelly has there does not. So if we just adopt that by reference, the planning work's already completed. We don't have to worry about updating that again in the future. It's more an efficiency measure, and it's terrific for us to have that plan already in place. And as long as there aren't going to be major changes to it, then we can just adopt it by reference and not have to worry about including that chapter. But that's completely up to you. If you decide differently, we can absolutely do that. The third one, which is pretty important to our community given all the boat launches and everything, is water access. We want to have the ability for residents and the community to reach the water for recreational opportunities. That's a chapter that we can include. Chapter 5 gets into more, or the next chapter gets into more programming. Where do we want parks? How big do we want them to be? Are they going to meet the needs of the residents that we expect to be here over the next 20 years? The number of people that we're planning for. 6, and I know Bill went over this with you a couple months ago at a few Parks Advisory Board meetings past, is the development standards. So we have level 1, level 2, level 3, and I believe we want to try to institute a level 4 development standard.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the things that a chapter that we could develop a goal for and write as a chapter that's separate, should you choose to do so. And then the next couple are public involvement, and that's a required chapter. So we have to demonstrate how we inform the public about what we're doing, make sure we received comment from the public, or at least provided the opportunity for the public to take a look at what we're doing and comment on it. One of the elements that's necessary before we submit this to the state level is that we satisfy the early and continuous public participation element, and that's what this chapter is going to address. And then we have funding, which is basically the capital facilities plan, CFP. This is what we want to do. This is what we project how much it's going to cost, and here's how we're going to pay for it. So that's also a requirement. So we can go over goal development for each of these chapters. Is there a chapter that I haven't mentioned that you would be interested in including? There's several other things we could do if you want to, but those are the ones that I spoke about are the ones that some of them are statutory requirements, and some of them, like water access, are things that, in my opinion, I think we need to have, but it's by no means, you know, requirement.
Under water access, I have this water trails plan.
Mm-hmm.
We can just refer back to this. It's just like the trails plan itself.
Adopt that by reference.
Okay. Do you have a list of all those documents that we're going to just fold into this? Is there already one established?
There is. It was part of the 2007 plan. A lot of those documents are specific to the city of Vancouver. So I didn't want to include that in what I was presenting today, but there is a list, and I could pare that down and make sure that those things that are only appropriate for the county's jurisdiction, that we could include.
Yeah, but this water access zone wouldn't be on, because it was only created last year.
So it was not an adopted plan. Different cities have decided whether or not they're adopting it. So Richfield, I think, actually, I'm not sure if they did it by formal resolution or they haven't formally done it, but they basically adopted the plan and moving forward with different improvements and having, you know, big paddle day and that sort of thing. So that's something that you could promote a little more actively than it's just a report that's going to sit and gather dust.
Or we could take those recommendations and just include them in our
document.
Yeah,
that's
your document.
Well, now that you pointed out that it is a report.
Yeah. Right.
It's
not an adopted plan, so.
It points to your
there's value.
Fold those in, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I think we need to include, because it's a very important part of our community. I mean, we have lots of large bodies of water, lots of recreational opportunities for the people, the community, to make use of those. So I think it's something that we should focus
have
on.
Have you created that list somewhere where we can put it on the screen?
I don't think I have passed it along. I have. Basically, it's a relationship to other documents. So
No, the list that you just talked about.
The chapter.
Oh,
chapters.
Yeah. Let me give this
one
there.
Oh, I see.
I just brought it in. Okay. Type those up there.
Jeremy can write that. On the end.
Well, while you're talking, you can get those up on the screen.
Okay.
I think we ought to try to make sure we're covering all those.
Make sure we cover everything. Yeah, you're right. I probably should have done that previously.
So those are the chapters that I think we should include. Now, goals for each chapter, of course, should support our vision and our mission statement, which shouldn't be too difficult. But I have examples of goals here for each of those, and we can tear those down so they fit what this Parks Advisory Board wants to do, and make sure we cover all the things that are important to you, so we can make a recommendation and get started writing the various chapters and make sure that the policies that we develop for those goals implement what you're trying to do with your vision and mission statement.
Do you have goals? Is that what you said?
No. I have examples.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not ones that are already on that you have?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. Are these... Just want to make sure.
Those are some examples.
Yeah. Those are examples.
I also have other examples that we can use.
I don't see any of them referencing the water.
Right.
I mean, this one's okay.
The one that
good
we had
one, except for the fact that I don't see that there.
So can you clarify what is the water benefit, the water piece?
I think it's important. A lot of times, parks plans address water access, but in the parks chapter, I think it's important for this community to have a separate chapter that only addresses water access, so that we have we can cover boat launches, we can cover park recreational facilities that also have beaches and things like that, that we can make sure that we call those out, and those are specifically important to this community. Now, you can do that as part of another chapter. It's not required, statutory required. Just when I was looking at this, in my opinion, I thought it was important. But if you think it can be covered in another chapter, you can absolutely do that.
Yeah. And we also have, like, a trail system now of the waters that I know...
Mm-hmm.
Gene and Kelly were really.
That's what he's talking about. That's important.
Yeah, and you know, kayaking
and so
that kind of thing is very important up here.
I like what you're saying. It's unique. It's different than anything I've really thought about before. But if you look at this map right here, we're surrounded on three sides with water.
Right.
And this county is unique to that. So.
And some of your best open space systems, networks, and trails are along water. And the shoreline master program and the regulatory environment along those waters always says you can allow for public access, but if it's not reasserted, like in an adopted plan, it's much harder to fight for, and it's extremely expensive to get permits, to put in a boat launch or to have a trail anywhere near the water. And what we already have now is great, but to connect that, it would really help to have this reasserted in the plan.
It really would help.
And like, you know, as you mentioned, three sides of water and a water body moving right through the middle of the county.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can address it in another chapter. That's not a problem. If we call it out separately, I think because it's unique, I haven't seen any other plans. I've looked, you know, for examples, I haven't seen any other plans that included that. And I think it can really help us with grant funding in the future.
Absolutely.
And that was kind of my thought process.
Very good.
Could also not just, this is just anecdotal relative to the water trail plan. It also could help reinforce the role the county has applying for grants and coordinating with cities, whether it's Vancouver or Ridgefield or the center or Woodland. If any of them are going to try to implement improving water trail access points, it would really be good to have a partnership with the county, and that could be a very unique role.
You stack all these partnerships on top of
each other. Not to mention, you got two sides of the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anything you do on one side, you're affecting the other side. So.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Can we add?
I'm going to just pass this around because this is.
Discourage smoking? Can we add that?
We could.
That's not been banned in the parks, has it?
It was banned in the city parks.
City parks, yeah.
There's areas within the parks that we're not supposed to be smoking now. Within restrooms, play areas, swimming areas, ball fields, that kind of thing. So entirely, especially this, almost this entire side of the ship, people are not to be smoking, but it is not illegal. So
yeah.
It hasn't been banned.
And part of that supports, like your fishermen. You know, my brother was one of the strong advocates against that because he says what you're saying means that when I toss my boat off here at this boat launch and go fishing, that I can't smoke in my own boat because I'm there on the park property.
Just on the line.
But you sold out on the water.
Once it gets in the water, yeah.
Yeah, but there's all the prep time prior to getting in. You follow. So, yeah. We have much larger parks that make it real difficult to walk out of the park.
I'm buying a boat and let it do a thing on the ground.
How does that work with the new marijuana laws? Because they're not illegal substances anymore. They're controlled substances, yes or no?
In privacy, you don't have to be, or you're supposed to be on the self-help. Even though, you know, Seattle Police Department was passing out bags of Doritos at the...
In other words, the answer is no.
They were kind of, they were kind of ignoring that part of the law, but it's supposed to only be used in...
I have a question, but now I wonder, because I don't know where it falls. So I wonder where... bicycle trails connectivity fits within our community. Does it fit under the park system? Does it fit? It doesn't seem to fit in transportation because they sort of sometimes put in park lanes, sometimes don't. Where does that fit in our community?
There is, as part of Clark County, not necessarily part of the park system, there is a bike and pedestrian plan, and they have a committee, and they work on these things. They work mostly with the department, with the transportation, with public works. But there is a system, a connected system laid out as part of the bike and ped plan, and that will be one of those documents that I was talking about.
I was just going to say, can we interconnect
it's this
that?
Particular one and that one were blended together.
Yes.
And we're, the same people did both.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's the answer.
That's exciting news.
Yeah. So there's that. So we have the chapters that I had mentioned earlier up here. I can give you some examples of goals for each of those chapters. You have some of those here at the bottom of this page that Marcia had mentioned before.
I'm on the floor. You're on the floor, yeah.
The one that I don't think is in here is for that the water access chapter that we just talked about. So we'll have to develop a goal for that. I also came up with one that I can share with you, and then you can work off that, or you can come up with your own.
Now, here's off the wall, but you've got parks, which is land, water, should you have air? And my immediate response is, heck no, but there's a growing trend with people doing the RV planes and the, you know, personal drones, if you will, the like. Throw it out there, just as a bomb.
That
shoot them down.
Because we don't have any guidance on that, the FAA hasn't issued any rules for personal drones as of yet. I don't know if we want to jump in there and develop something ourselves that may contradict federal rules in the future. We can take a shot at it. Maybe we'll make some national case law. But,
we can make a bill to follow something.
Not sure that's something that we want to do.
Well, you hear a lot of them, like out at fairgrounds, there's a area there where they do a lot of the flying of those.
Isn't it areas around Clark County where they do have that? Down in the parks, we have allowing that. So,
we don't allow it?
And there's lots of places. New Mexico is famous for the hot air balloons. And a lot of those times those launch from community parks. So I'm sure there's some examples that I can find that I can make. You know, I can develop something that fits with our community, but that's up to everybody. If you choose to include that, we'll give a shot at it.
I don't think it's going to warrant its own chapter, but I think it's to be truly a comprehensive plan. It is part of the comprehensive system,
okay.
And that might be special facilities or something fall within that. But I'm glad you brought it up because I think. We're moving into an era with all the drone information, and some of that will be recreation.
Gotcha. And I'll keep an eye on the FAA thing too.
It'll be interesting too, though, because like in Camas, the high school, they're using it above their football field and in their sports environment. So I don't think it will be long before you've got it here in this facility hovering over
drones.
They're doing it to film their practice for football and playbacks.
Good way to get an all 22.
Exactly. I don't think it's very long before even that system's here in this park over the soccer game. So it's just something to think about how that what are we really being inclusive in restrictive or non or what, you know?
I'm glad this came up this way, because really what we got to be doing with this plan, and if we're not doing it right now and from here to the end of the plan, thinking out into the future outside the box is what we're really all about here. So thank you for bringing that up.
Can I ask a really dumb question?
Sure.
The development standards that we currently have, are those cut in stone?
What development standards?
Number six,
the number of parks within so many feet of each house and blah, 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 like crap.
Oh, the level of service standards?
Mm-hmm.
There is a national standard that we have adhered to in the past.
Have.
Where it's generally a set number of acres per park type for a certain number of people. But I think Gene is a lot more knowledgeable on that than me.
Yeah, so the level of service standards, that's going to be something you're going to be looking at in our next intense session. This is what they've been. This is what our performance is based on what that standard is. What's our deficit?
We'll set the standard.
Should we adjust the standard? Because it does very directly affect your ability to charge park impact fees. So if you adjust the standard so much that, oh, we're meeting it, we're good now, then you have no justification to charge much in the fee. It'll affect your income for funding for building parks. So there's some nuances in there. But
how do we deal with large regional facilities in that realm?
So there's a level of service with that, but it's not attached to park impact fees. And the level of service, it's 10 acres per 1,000 people. We're 1,700 acres short. But if it's just county-owned regional parks, but if you then look at, well, there's state parks, and those serve the regional population. There's state forests with some degree of public access for recreation. Those serve the overall county population. So if you put that in, then your gap isn't quite as big, but there's still hundreds of acres that should be acquired, and some of that should also be developed at 18% of that overall land, because that's kind of the development standard. So there's acquisition standards and there's development standards. There's two sets. You should have so many acres, and of that acreage, so much of it should be developed, either neighborhood park, community park, or regional park, or urban natural area, which doesn't really get developed, but could have public access to trails. So there are standards for all of that. And we'll go through every one of those. I'm refining the technical analysis now and making sure I have the right population numbers. And we'll get all that together. And I don't know if it'll be ready by the next PAB meeting or if it should be a separate meeting, because it's pretty in-depth. It's pretty in-depth. But we could give you like background information once it's confirmed. And since you can do some homework beforehand and then have one of these meetings to really go over and ask some hard questions about, here's the national standard, here's what our standard's been because we weren't sure we could meet the national standard, here's what our current level of performance is, and can we ever meet it, or should we always strive for it? I mean, that's a really tough question.
Well, your funding, you have to show a way to fund what you're proposing.
Yeah.
That standard that we developed will be our own. There's never been a document that I've known that we've ever been able to reach the total national standard. We create our own once we get to that level. But that we got to get our foundation down. That's what we're doing.
I would just as an aside mention that by doing that analysis, you may be adding another goal. Or changing a goal, because once you get to that much, you're going to say, whoa, this is our perspective of whichever the goal is. You know, the recreational programming and the development standard piece probably particularly, and maybe the park system piece too, you may just say, whoa, maybe our goal isn't this huge, philosophical, esoteric, wonderful, altruistic utopia. It's, well, reasonably, we have other providers, and they're providing some of this, so we don't have to fulfill the whole thing. It may be there. So it may modify a few of your goals, but start now with the big goals, and then just know that they're not set in stone.
Now, these goals that are on this paper, are these yours?
Those were from the Vancouver Clark Parks Recreation District in 2007. They still match, I think, a lot of what we want to do,
yeah.
But we can we can do what we did before with the vision and the mission statement, where we put those goals up and then pare it down, or you know, change words to make it fit what you think the recommendation should be for this plan adoption.
So can I ask, this is more of a format thing, I think.
Sure.
But so under the park system, did they have like all of these goals for all of those, or did they have these goals for a specific system?
Parts of it. You can do it both ways. For things like the park system, you can have a goal specific for community parks and then another goal specific for neighborhood parks.
Okay.
And then we implement policies, or we adopt policies to reach both of those goals. For things like stewardship, generally there's this is the goal and this is how we're going to do it. Some of the chapters are a little bit more involved, but generally you're looking at one goal per chapter.
Okay. Thank you.
So the way I'm looking at this, which may or may not be appropriate, is the goals we're about to work on are overarching goals, and we may want to connect them with individual chapters.
Sure.
But I would say we develop the goals first. Again, we're at a higher level right now.
Yeah.
We come down to the.
You're
going to
open this book, and you're going to see probably page 4 or 5 or 6 is going to have a list of the goals of this document.
Yes.
That's what we're working on right now.
But the goals need to address these specific things.
They need to be
able to address
this.
We don't want to have goals for hunger and stuff. Even though that's a pretty good thing. So that's kind of what I wanted to work on now. And you have those goals in front of you on the sheet. If you want to put those up, or if you want different examples, I can provide different examples of each of these. If you like. And then, of course, I have the one that I came up with for the water access.
Can you put that one up there?
Okay.
The water access.
That's
under water access, so we can at least get one goal rolling here.
Yes.
Why not take what you've already done? Can you put the goal that he's got under water access?
I'm finding it.
So, on your mission statement considerations sheet that had those other mission statements on, there are some goals for the overall park, recreation, and open space element that were in the comp plan, in the last county comp plan. And those are much broader. You're going to want to be a little more specific, but that could at least sort of tee up and stimulate your thought of, okay, we want to make sure we include those, but maybe they're more abbreviated, and then get the other more specific ones that relate to these different chapter subjects.
Put that in those But you're right. Right here, there's no page number on this, but there's a third page in.
From your old packet.
You've got some.
It's the title's mission statement considerations, but it has those goals from the comp plan, the county's comp plan.
And just for our information, just food, when we did this comprehensive plan, right here was it before?
2004.
The Parks Commission at that time went throughout the county and heard comment. So it wasn't the city's plan, it was the county's plan at that time. They spent more time throughout the county with public meetings to develop those than they did in the city itself. I think it was prior to that. But so the document that we did at that time really was a county document.
That's good.
Just keep that in mind as you look at these.
You know, it might be helpful also for newer members to the board to know that you and Barbara and I all served on the other commission. I don't know if you're all aware of that, so maybe it helps a little to understand why you seem to know so much more than the rest of you.
Well,
one thing I noticed,
that's because we're old farts.
The 2000 plan for Ellis County only, at that time, there was a huge focus on the regional aspects, because we were a regional service provider at that time. And since then, of course, back in 2007, it was identified that we were an urban unincorporated service provider due to the MPD. So that has become a huge role that we are responsible for now. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I like that. Inspire appreciation and stewardship. That's really great words.
So where is it when we want to talk about safety of water? Because we have a...
Water safety.
Yeah, under water access, do we want to say something about the safety component? We have...
Well, you got your education right there.
Yeah, I don't want to be responsible for someone who goes out and takes 15 people in his boat, goes off from the dock, and they all fall in the water and drown. So I don't want to do that.
This but we have a pool, essentially, under our purview, that is... someone drowns in it every year. So we do have to take a look at that outdoor water, body of water, and talk about that because we, as a community, we've...
But I think a lot of the education, doesn't a lot of the education, those boat safety, those boats...
Well, I'm not in, I'm sort of not in the boat world at the moment. I'm in the kids swimming
pool. You're talking about Climeline.
At Climeline right now. And
at
Vancouver Lake, and
at
those places where kids are in the water,
kids in water,
drowning.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think that as a goal, being more broad and kind of covering all the things we want to talk about this morning, implementing a policy that addresses that is probably the way to do it.
An objective is to make sure that every kid knows how to
swim.
So that's an objective.
We
we're
have
in the goal.
Community center to do that in.
Well, but it's also a fair goal, just as an example, to say provide safe water access for education.
Then you're saying that we have to provide classes
and then
we don't have
to. Implied ownership and responsibility.
Water access and safety.
So is that something that we wanted to put in there, safe and appropriate?
The county is responsible to make sure they're safe. But if you're going to open it to the public, you have to stop.
Yeah, safe and appropriate water access.
That's the closest. I think that's the right idea.
That's the kind of goal. This is the kind of goal we're looking at for each of these chapters. So if we can do that for each of these, that would be fantastic.
So under the park system itself, we'll have a number of goals, and you've got four items right now. On these, you see all four of these as being in the park system chapters. I mean, as related to the park system chapter.
You're looking at the one, the 04 through 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Those are four goals that we could look at for the. Let me back up a little bit. The parks and recreation, open space, and trails plan is a specific document for parks and recreation. This department, this is what we're trying to do for the community. There is also a parks, recreation, open space plan in the overall 2016, the update that the county is doing right now for the overall county. So we're talking about land use, parks, transportation, everything under the sun that the county does is going to go into that. These goals here are from the county's comprehensive plan, not the parks plan.
Oh, okay.
So these are examples. Now, we can include these. I don't think it'll harm anything, but just so you're aware, what this plan is going to do is going to basically be distilled into a chapter of the overall county's comprehensive plan.
As this is to this plan.
Correct. Yeah.
So you want to get more specific.
Yeah, we're talking about
specific. Right.
Yeah, we're talking about nesting goals. You know, everything's going in.
So, I have a question. I hope I'm not off base. I'm feeling a little bit lost, but I think I know what we're going with.
I'm with you, Jennifer. Where are we?
Yeah, you guys, there's so many sort of umbrellas and plans that fit. I mean, being in your job is a real, you have to know all those, how things fit together. It's kind of hard for the rest of us to conceptualize, even though the school district has some of those parts. I just, what you guys have to manage is incredible. So I'm wondering where we put the goal about, we've talked about it as a commission before, where do we put the goal around fulfilling the spirit and obligation of the MPD?
I think that one more than likely is going to go in the capital facilities plan chapter, okay, because it's part funding. So it'll go, that's where it'll fit. If that's a goal that the board wants to make sure that we meet, or at least we...
Sorry, what was that brief? What was that?
For the Metropolitan Parks District, the 35, or what is the spirit?
Yeah.
Is it right?
Yeah, there was a commitment to 40, was it 42 parks?
There's the 35.
No, it is
35.
A 35.
It was already 7.
Right.
And that plus up.
And I think because it's a funding mechanism, that will have to go in the capital facilities chapter, but it will definitely be in the plan.
Okay.
You could also reinforce that goal of providing a sufficient number of urban parks in the urban unincorporated area, the GCPD, in those 5th districts, as a goal for recreation programming and under development standards, because inherently that's what you're trying to do, is make sure that you got a walkable community, that people can walk to some kind of park, trail, or open space within a certain amount.
So Gina, I got like 60% of what you said, mm-hmm, and so I'm just wondering, as we come about that and you say, hey, remember to, can you take some notes for our group and say this would be the right place to interject that thought about X, Y, and Z?
Okay.
Because I'm fearful that we've got some ideas and some thoughts and we don't quite know where they fit.
Yeah.
Does anyone else feel like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you all know where they fit, so you tell us the wrong spot. Let's put it over here. But we don't want to lose that, mm-hmm, and we'll lose that when we leave the room.
We'll both make sure that we have all that stuff. Okay.
If there's gaps or, you know, we misplaced something after today, we can realign. So that's kind of what I said about that whole PIF analysis and development standard level of service analysis, is when you go through that process, you're going to see, oh gosh, we don't want that over there, and we don't want that to say this, we'll modify. So this is an evolution.
Okay, good. I'm
feeling
a little
better. But the comprehensive amount of what you're doing today is setting goals that also steer us to make sure that we get other information and substantiate the goals that you have, and you know, you can reevaluate as the plan goes on. So
you're looking for us to provide similar input in each of those areas.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the goals that you agree on today, and I'll write those chapters. So once the goals are done, I'll go back, and we're also going to talk about policies. But it's impossible to have a full policy discussion for each of these chapters in a single day.
Right. Gosh, I thought you were trying to teach us earlier. I'm just getting about.
No. And, you know, things get missed. You think, you know, 1:30 in the morning tomorrow morning, you know, sit up straight out of bed and go, I should have thought about that.
Yeah.
You know? So what's going to happen is I will take the goals that you give me today, the policies that we developed today, and I'll start writing the chapters, and then something will occur to me, or one of you will send me an email or a phone call and say, hey, you know, thought about this, and we'll write that stuff down, and the next time we bring it to you, it'll be more fully developed. You know, this is an iterative process, so each time we bring something to you, the plan will get updated before we present the recommendations to the community. Then they can take a look at it, and if there's any changes that, you know, things that they want to see change, we'll bring those to you, synthesize, and say, are these the thing? Do you want to see these things changed as well, or do you not? And then we'll keep track of all those comments when we go to the Planning Commission and the Board of Commissioners for the final adoption. Yeah, we're not finalizing pretty much everything except the vision and the mission statement. From today on is subject to change at, you know, basically any point up to final adoption.
So in other words, we talked open space today. Mm-hmm. And we said that this desire of, we desire to maintain, you know, as much open space as whatever possible. That's what you're looking for. So you're looking for a lot more than that, but what I'm saying is I'm trying to get a handle on how far out we are. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I do. There's also, there's length of trail, level of service standards per the number of people. There's a number of acres for open space per number of people. So all those things will go into the level of service statement that we'll talk about next time.
Okay.
But the broad general goals, what do you want the community to look like 20 years from now? That's what I'm trying to get. So if we have We're talking about trail network or water access. 20 years from now, what do you want that to look like? What's our goal? And then the policies that the few that we develop today and the ones that we come up with later will help get us to that goal. How are we going to do that? That's how we do it.
What I would really like to happen, it's all about me, is to start off with some broad overarching goals.
Right.
For instance, one that I'm just chopping up the bits to spit out, so I will do so, is in all that we do, we will support community health.
Okay.
That, you know, and that should pretty much cover everything underneath it.
That's under okay. System. That's part system, right?
Yeah. That can go. That can go under park system.
It can go under. It's a bigger one. It falls under parks, open space, or trails, or water.
And we can include
It's an all inclusive.
And we can include that goal in each chapter. And then for that, for that particular.
Do we have paper to write on and such?
Do we actually need to, instead of repeating stuff in every chapter? I'm advocating to put some, just, if you will, an initial summary that says for all these chapters, these are overarching goals.
Okay, what I just asked him to do is type 9 overarching goals that we can discuss each of those 9 from the former plan. But these are the overarching ones that will be for the entire document, not within the chapters, but
perfect
for the whole plan. So as he types those out, let's stay focused on the different chapters so we can get a sense
of where they
like are. We did of the water access, because that water access one is totally new to the document. When we're talking these chapters right now, we're talking about what this commission feels about beyond what we already know there. And that's what's going to make this plan unique to us. So that's, I like where we're going with it. It just feels confusing. We'll go back to those in a few minutes. So if you've got a special bent you want to get out there, now's the time to do it.
And if there's, you know, there's different ways of formatting these things. There's not a set structure that every county and every city has to follow. So if that's the way that the advisory board wants to do it, you set all these goals out, and then under each chapter, you give the policies for that particular specific thing in order to meet the goals that you have up above.
Perfect.
That's fine.
That's what we should do.
Yeah, I have no
idea. Each of you is going to have a unique set of vision or goals that you are coming to the table with. Now's the time to share those with us. Like my passion for trail systems connected. Trail systems is obviously already here. It's been expressed a number of times in different documents. Mm-hmm. So, Don, you have a passion for something that you want to see into this plan. Now is the time to really throw it out there on the table and see where it fits in. Because it's a goal.
Right.
Keep it in the sense of a goal.
Can I ask a question that might not necessarily be relevant, but I've always wanted to ask? So again, this is a slight rabbit trail, but kind of along the parks idea. Does the Clark County Park System incorporate train tracks? Is there a train?
Within this document, and this one, the slashy rail, here's a plan for the
rail train. Trails.
We have a plan for 30-mile trail, and that goes from Cedar Lake all the way up to Slashy Prairie. And so far, one segment has been completed.
And is that the removal of train tracks and put in?
No, not necessarily.
It's rails and trails, so it's rail and trails.
So you could actually hang out on those railroad tracks.
No.
That's only people that we really don't mind seeing. Like the railroad tracks, we let them where they're at.
It's a program that the right of way is already accessible.
So you have
right of way already.
The Federal Railroad Safety, will not allow
access.
Can't be So it has to be totally separate.
We don't have any plans.
Either very separate, extensive.
Except fine line.
And I'm assuming this document is one of the scrap lanes to do it.
It should be, yeah.
Into the trail.
We really need about that.
I'm glad it's the reason why it's so big, you know, there's some stunning places that the railroad tracks kind of cut through.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it'd be amazing to have it.
Yeah. Well, so that piece with the piece already been that's been built is something we also want to incorporate in the CFP in terms of, you know, go after and acquire funding to be able to complete more segments of the Slatchie.
And that's how we got it.
Prairie
Rail
Trail.
At that point already.
Yeah, before anybody will give you a grant, it has to be in your CFP. So it's a
priority. So we definitely want to adopt these kinds of things by reference and then reiterate them.
Right.
Now, you all know my big passion, and that is safety of children and learning life skills like swimming. That's got to be a part of our vision for our future. I know that there's no real strong desire at this time for community centers and such.
All right,
I've heard that. Let's just put it that way.
That's hearsay.
So I think that having a primary goal there of ensuring that we provide those services.
Could we?
Where?
It's got to be in the upper northern.
That's in the weeds.
Oh,
it's in the weeds.
For a process, I think this
where
might actually.
Where is my own book?
I think it might actually be good to go off of that, and if each of us just want to state our set of bugaboos, it might be good to have them up there as these are goals that each of us want to see in there somehow.
That's a good idea.
And just go around the table once.
Yeah. Great idea.
Tell us what your passion is.
Exactly.
I'm going to hear what
you said. Tell us what your passion
is. Let's get a name behind a passion behind you. That's a great idea. Did you follow that? Throw each of our names in the lower stocking. After chapter name. After chapter.
Sorry,
Scott. <John. laughs> We put all our names, just first name is fine. And then we're going to state our passions.
I'm just going to go around.
Yeah. I like it.
Our lifeguard program, we're talking about actually doing some swim lessons next year as a possibility.
At Climeline?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that's going to be the case next year.
But that would be great.
Tape those things up.
Okay, who starts?
I think that water is just cold and scary.
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, what's your passion?
But it's better than poking the nose.
I don't have one in particular.
You do. Balance of services. I mean, if you say none, you have.
Sure. For me, it just is about having the equity across the system relative to access to parks and trails and open spaces. Really seeing where there's needs in the community, not just where there's a desire. So I guess maybe that's where for me it's just equity.
That's great. That's perfect.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
It's reading.
They did that. They were waiting. Okay, take it back.
Promoting community health. Promoting environmental sustainability. And partnering with all practical agencies. Something like that. All practical partners.
Okay.
Good enough now.
For me, it was making sure that they're equally distributed throughout Clark County. That was a big one for me. because I kind of live out. The other for me is to make sure that they're safe and accessible by all children, not just certain ages, but accessible by all ages, and that they're safe and you feel comfortable being there with your children. Those were kind of my big things.
Community center?
Yes.
And better ADA compliance.
Yes.
I wonder where that came in. That needs to be in your list.
County will have a council on aging meeting.
Yes. I will mention that to Colette later.
I want to preface mine a little bit. I have a brother who lived in California. He was a superintendent of schools down there in the Sabine Desert area outside of Palm Springs. And they built, they were having difficulty bringing water to each of the schools that they were building. That was a major expense for them. And he decided to try something different, which was to put water in one place and then build around it. I would like to see a community center built where we have one of these centers, we have pools, we have everything in a central location. I realize that's not the vision. Everybody wants them right next door. But for the kind of community center that we need, I think we have to be looking at something larger. We have to expand our vision.
Is that the word you want
to
call it?
Yeah.
Barbara, you're up.
Oh, well, she just took my dream from that handout I gave.
No.
You all saw the handout I gave you. So that's mine, but I guess my focus from that really all drives to safe places for kids, because beyond that big mega center that I envision with all aspects addressed, my other passion is all of the children need a place to go that's walkable, meaning the focus on neighborhood parks is critical. We have too many homes with small lots where children can't play. I mean, I got 3 calls last night from people in my neighborhood because kids are playing basketball. Well, bless their hearts, they got to play somewhere. They do. And they say, you can't have your basketball hoops by the CCNR's, blah, blah. And I keep saying, where are these kids to go? So neighborhood parks, to me, are really a high priority as well.
Is this what you like for your...
And community center.
Yeah, the community center, that big mega center that I gave you the handout on, is my dream.
So I have the word community center.
Can I add thought to
Well, the destination point, where sports fields...
Mega center.
Yeah.
Barbara, can I add a thought to your vision and see if something comes to light for that? How we've seen how Marshall worked and how kids, when you build one center in one location, that not everyone can get there just because of equity. So how is there, maybe it's just not a good question right in the moment, but maybe it sparks something, is how do we provide access to everyone with the awesome concept of a mega wonderful center? How do we reach out to the kids in the countryside that can't get anywhere except when the bus comes and takes them to school and back? How do we get them to the center? And we tried that distributive model at this city location, and then budgets got tight, and we pulled back on the distributive model. We went to big box again, and
we worked with the bus.
Well, you know, if you wanted
to provide bus service to the community center.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Like, I don't even know if that's, but that's what I mean with equity component.
Yeah, sure. And there's 2 different things that I see from that, Jennifer. Number one,
when I was a kid,
a lot of the community center services were actually provided at the schools. Almost all of the middle schools had swimming pools.
Right.
You know, even our grade school had a swimming pool.
Oh, wow.
So every child learned to swim when I was a kid. And you'd be surprised how many kids today can't and just have never had that opportunity. But on top of that, the schools also had the big auditoriums that the community meetings and gathered there, you know, and that isn't always easy to negotiate, as you well know, with schools today. So the community center is a real need. And yes, you're right, somebody's always going to be excluded. The only thing that we can do in our plan is, just like the last plan projected, that there would be a need for a community center in the northeast boundary of the urban growth boundary and one in the northwest. So they actually saw the need too. You know, you're never going to get a big center like that close to everybody to where they can walk. That would be the perfect world. But, you know, if we see ourselves instead taking a lot of these community parks where it's within 5 miles of a home and adding little water features, or like I was telling Bill last summer, at least leave the darn sprinklers going at Philida so that when it's really hot, the kids can run through them to where there's those safe water features, then that reduces the need to get to the big mega center.
Now you're getting to the meat now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is promote regional systems that connect Clark County to the world by using best practices. Just kind of regional systems, whether it be trail systems, water systems, park systems, that putting this system together that works with our neighbors, that works for us. And our neighbors are our counties on the other side, our states on the other side, our nation, our nations in the world work all together. So we're just one piece, one spot on the globe, but we all have to synchronize to move forward in best practice.
Is this helping you?
Yeah. Well, it does. It helps a lot.
Okay.
Adam. Did I capture that? Let me look. Reviews.
Not neighborhoods, to our
neighbors.
No, neighbors. Oh yeah, neighbors.
Neighboring communities.
Neighbors. To the world.
In the world.
Is what I said.
Yeah, that's right.
Using best practices. The go world
global.
Is kind of
going global on us.
Yeah, I'm global. Right. Okay.
Definitely not the roots.
Okay.
It's utopia.
I'm very interested in efficiency and financial accountability.
Oh darn!
you know, I think that many. I don't like the mega community center. I like the idea of many small. Many small things are efficient because people can go everywhere, and we're plus a lot of this generation has spent a lot of time on their computers, and I can't tell you that my nieces and nephews, they don't go out and play. They, you know, they sit with their thumbs on, you know. So the smaller, I think you can. You could do a lot more with a smaller, smaller community. Community projects that. So here's let me give you here's a story. Here's a little analogy. There was and this has, I would say, also the. I think efficiency comes. Nonprofits can do things better than. Governments can. And so I think the promotion of nonprofits can be a good in to allow people to be safe, learn to swim, you know. So I don't know if we as a county need to get our hands in things that other organizations can do better. But here's an analogy. There's a gentleman got sent United States, you can pick any country if you want, and his goal was to create a, he was sent with the purpose of creating a health plan overseas, and he goes to this, the problem with health clinics is
the average lifespan of the health clinic is overseas. I spent a lot of time working overseas. The average lifespan of a health clinic that is transplanted by another from another like by the United States is 2 years. So basically, the funding is there, the doctors are there. For instance, I was in Sudan, absolutely southern Sudan, stunning facilities, and it was empty. There was everything; all the doors were locked. Is what happened is more money came in, but the community didn't want it. And so what happened is this guy who got sent said, he's like, yeah, these people definitely need from the outside, this guy said, yeah, these people definitely need a health clinic. And then he started asking, he did a thing called ethnographic research, where he started asking questions to people. And he said, so what do you want? You know, I can pretty much build whatever you want. What do you guys want? And they said over and over that they want a soccer field. And so he had the money and the resources to build a health clinic. But instead, he built a soccer field. And then once the parents started to come and hang out with the kids at the soccer field, they started rub shoulders with one another and say, hey, well, your kid's sick? Wow, so is mine. Well, your kid's sick? Wow, so is mine. And so what happened is they rallied the themselves and supported their own health clinic. And so the point is that I think in the same way we can create an environment in which people can make and rally cities if they're the city determines and we want a community center, awesome, do it. That's the city's job. But so I think as a county we should create an environment in which people can get together and then they determine where they want to go, what they want to do with their lives.
So if I can build off of that for a second, that kind of, I think you and I are of a mind to an extent, where I was going with my partnering thing, which is really poorly worded, is a for instance. We as the county are in the great position of looking forward to there being a huge population growth in Northwest County. And so we may choose to buy a large piece of land and have it ready and sitting there so that when Richfield incorporates in, they're able to go ahead and build that mega community center. So the idea of being ready for partnerships, getting things set up, and also including the locals, if you will, in that process. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear.
You are. It's a capital facilities planning process where you go out and say, we foresee the demographics increasing by the vacant buildable lands model, and we know that this is where people are going and growing. We need a schools, for example, we need a 20-acre parcel for elementary when it comes time. That's why we bought the land where we did. So thinking in those terms is that, if we want a community center and we know where the growth is going, maybe that's, let's get that started. Or how do we partner with a developer who's going to be developing a ginormous part of that community and say, look, here's some of our future plans, here's some of your future plans. Let's talk more holistically around a community within that, subset. Because we know that property values are higher when you're next to a park, and we know. And then if it's in Battleground, it's like Battleground schools, this is what we're doing. You're going to want to have some close connectivity to kid, so that you start that community design that way.
But is there something in the standard that says so many, when properties developed within so many, so in such an area, there has to be some kind of a park? Do we have a standard here in the county? Because I know where I used to work, we had a standard. If there's so much property that was developed, it had to either be a neighborhood park. I mean, there was a designated based on the population. Do we have something like that?
There's two different ways to develop. If you develop a subdivision, you can develop just a standard subdivision. You can develop just a standard subdivision, and you can pay what we call park impact fees. Mm-hmm. Those go toward the Parks Department buying a piece of property in that area.
In that area, okay.
There's another way to do it, which sometimes developers choose and sometimes they don't. You get a density bonus, which you can build one other house, two more houses, then would normally be allowed in the zoning category if you set aside some of that land for a community park. And it can't be private. But that's a choice for the developers.
But they have to do something, or they can choose to do. Okay, so they have to, based on their permit and how much they're going to build, based on the parameters, they have to build some kind of a park, open space.
Pay the fee, or they build something that could be...
Oh, so they have an option. They can pay the fee or build the... Okay.
Well, you got a request to build.
The
meeting before
last,
we got this
handout.
It's not
a
standard.
Okay. And most of them don't build it.
So. Right. Most of them pay the fee. Because
that's been my experience.
When they pay the fee, if the money's not used in a certain time, they get it back.
Yeah.
So
10 years.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing is that only applies to urban subdivisions, so we're only talking about urban areas. We're not talking about like Brush Prairie or anything like that. In the rural area, there are no such things.
That's why we don't have urban parks.
Yeah. I think what we're hearing here, you can find an answer to each of these things within our standards as we're moving along. I don't like using the city's analysis, but I will for this sake, because the smallest form of government right now we have is the neighborhood. The neighborhood associations that are developed, and I don't know the number that you have.
29.
The city of Vancouver has 66. And you look at that area, there's 66 of these. That's what I'm hearing Adam say. He wants to get down to that level where I think it's the elementary school level, because that's the level where you get down to the elementary school becomes the center of the neighborhood,
It's interesting to ask that, Matt. One of my pie in the sky goals in the school district is to ask that map every elementary school and know what's within X number of distance or miles or what's lacking in each one of those neighborhood schools. Our belief at Vancouver Public Schools is that every neighborhood deserves their neighborhood school. And so by asset mapping around an area, you can better define what's lacking in that particular community. And then how do you wrap around those services at the school-related level? So if there is no library access, no computer access, no community access around an elementary school, for example, would it be advantageous for it to build two gyms with one as a cafeteria flex, because there is nothing around that neighborhood area? So that's one of my ultimate pie in the sky things, so it can better reflect the needs of the community, and not just the school.
And that's where you get your efficiencies and cost efficiencies in there. Mm-hmm. You can determine cost effectiveness at scale, and you cannot build a swimming pool at every neighborhood. So you determine through the planning process how many neighborhoods can go together before you lose that service connection between for efficiency reasons.
Exactly.
Let me throw something out there. There are about 30 neighborhood associations in the unincorporated area. I guess how many is in the city. Those in the unincorporated area are much larger. As an example, Northeast Neighbor Hazeldale that I have is 4.2 square miles and a population of 17,600. That's the population of Battleground. It covers a whole lot of area, and while most neighborhood associations are primarily residential, Northeast Hazeldale is primarily commercial, because we're fortunate or unfortunate enough to have Highway 99 run through the middle of it. Most of our problems that we have to deal with, it concerns the commercial area. Very few problems out in the rest of the neighborhood. So it's a that keeps us busy. You know, if you say you will. Now, that's unlike any of the rest of the neighborhood associations in the unincorporated area, with the exception of Salmon Creek. Because our commercial area is concentrated in one area. As an example, Phillida has no commercial area. I think there's one store in Phillida, but it's all residential.
Right. Maybe we that's the uniqueness to each neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to.
Yeah. And that's also one of the problems of driving this type of providing services down to the neighborhood level, is let's face it, the opportunities that Hazeldale would have for providing for itself versus Phillida providing for itself, the dollar difference brings about this big inequity, which is exactly why those type of services are driven up to the county level to provide.
And for Adam's sake here, the cost efficiencies and financial accountability is all done to develop around, you know, you say a mega neighborhood, a mega community center. If it's going to happen, it's going to have to show itself efficiently, cost effective.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen in chapter, what's the chapter? Of chapter.
When you build something, you need a maintenance budget to go with it. You should never build something and not have some kind of maintenance budget that's going to accompany the cost of the building each year you're going to have, and it should go up each year because your equipment gets more. So it's crazy to build stuff without some kind of maintenance budget.
Right.
Exactly.
If we have money to build parks, we don't have money to maintain parks.
Well, then you shouldn't build it if you don't have money to maintain it.
Right, and that's one of the problems.
And you lose the money.
That's one of the problems I was saying.
Well, that's crazy, then.
The true efficiency is many parks.
But it's
not one
part.
The staff will tell
you. Also, at Hazeldale, we have the Heritage Farm, which is now owned by the county, and that's 80 acres that was transferred from Washington State University. Now, there's a problem with that, which I won't get into now, but when they built the fence at Hazeldale Park, I don't know who built it, but I think Washington State University built it. But they shorted the park by about 6 acres. They put the fence alongside where I would have put it, alongside a maintenance road. Instead, they shorted the park by somewhere around 6 acres. I don't know if you have the actual figure.
Well, that might have been a misinterpretation.
Yeah. What I was going to say was that the staff will tell you that the cost to maintain those small parks everywhere is much more than to deal with a community center. Much more. Maintenance goes sky high because you're running from one place to the other.
I think the takeaway from this conversation is by the time the comprehensive plan's done, there will be a lot of analysis around efficiency and financial accountability. There's no way we can do this plan unless we've done a good job on that.
Absolutely.
So, Adam, I appreciate you bringing that up. I think it's important. It's mandated by law that we have to be efficient and accountable.
So to get back to goals, what I'd like to suggest is that we take our names off of there and take that information out and boil that information down into a set of goals as starting points for where we're going to go from here.
We could do. I like the idea of taking the name away, because if everybody sees everybody's point of view, then the names don't mean anything anymore. But if we go back up now and look at what's typed in and see what we think of these and adjust these and make sure we cover everything that's down in those lower ones up here. So
I would only ask that we be effective stewards of the land and resources.
Good point. There is a distinction between those.
There's a very big difference. So let's take the first one. Is there anything there that needs to be changed?
I'm going to.
I got my interconnective in there. I'm happy.
Geographic, the equity distribution?
Yeah,
equity access, or should that be a separate goal?
That probably should be a separate goal.
Separate goal.
So that could be tied into number two, maybe.
Provide
diversity. Well,
diversity.
Diversity. Equity's a little different.
I make it a
equity and access. I kind of link together because I'm thinking equity. It relates to access, but it relates to geographic equity as well, and then individual access into a park, whether that's meeting ADA.
You see where any of those
and older kid activities.
Gene, you see where in any of those that you can tie that in?
If I didn't put it in the first one, which might make it too long, just add a second, or make it the second or third, because it's kind of
it's an important one. So let's make it a second one. Can you squeeze one in there? Gene, you want to word it first, and we'll see what we think.
Ensure equity and access for either for all residents, or ensure equity and access to the park, trail, and open space system.
To our system.
One thing that's not in there is the ADA access.
Well, if you say equity and access, because access can mean lots of things.
Right.
It includes
ADA.
That's a blanket without listing.
Because when we go to those parks and we put in the structures or the components that everyone likes, I mean, it is important. I think. It's becoming more increasingly aware that we just don't have good play systems for kids who are to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. And we might have spaces where an autistic student can go, but we're going to have to do some good research to find out where to take my child to that park. And the more we can think of inclusive play in all of our designs, it doesn't mean you can't have a slide that goes monster fast for the kids. It doesn't mean that. It just means that what else do we have amongst that play structure that
exactly.
Helps others be there. But it by no means means, you know, let's take away things that don't always include all access to everyone. Because ginormous monster slides are still.
I really enjoy them, so don't take them away.
But.
No.
Does that work for everybody, or
can
assured equity and access be tied into the first one because you're saying parks, trails, and open space systems?
Yeah.
Is it better to have longer statements or make them
system? No.
So the two are really closely related.
Yeah.
But it's okay to have reinforcing statements.
Yeah.
So we're through 1, 2, 3. We made a modification to already. Did we do that?
Is it just all residents? Are we just all about residents?
Or is it community?
Or community members? Yeah. Let's
change that back to what we did in our vision statement.
Right.
For the entire. Okay. Good.
If you take it, it's the presentation.
Yeah.
Well, so number 4.
For me, maybe nobody else.
We revised that. That's
I like that one, Marcia, because right, resources are not just. I thought about it in two ways. Right when you said that, there's natural resources and there's economic resources. So it gives the financial component that Adam was also referring to.
And I like the word effective as opposed to promote or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's both economic and natural.
Do we want to specifically call out economic and natural?
Is the next one really our responsibility?
I think it's key. Anytime we develop a park, where was it that we found that archaeological stuff? Was that? Where was that built? Where they were starting to build a park. I think it was right in our Chinook, and they found the arrowheads and stuff. That's where we were, when I had the neighborhood association there, I know that we tried to establish a relationship with the Chinook. And tried, because it's named after that, because of that archaeological stuff they found there. And that was part of why you guys had to move us and make us wait. Well, you got more land, right?
Yes.
And so preserving that historical and cultural is part of our objective, in my mind.
Historic, yes. Cultural, I'm not so sure. But okay.
Yeah, when you're talking about historic and cultural, you're also talking about Lewis and Clark.
Pardon me?
Talking about Lewis and Clark, and that's, I mean, that's a pretty decent tourist draw. It's also economic development activity.
Okay. I'm just thought maybe it belonged to somebody else. And
You know, so some parts are pretty significant.
On the line above, can we go ahead and call out economic and environmental? Just because I think anybody reading this may forget one or the other.
That sounds great. Anybody object to that? Seems like a lot of things.
Lots of ands.
Too many ands.
Well, land, comma, economic. It should be land, comma.
Yeah. There.
There.
Okay, that's cool.
Nice.
That works. Sorry.
So do we have any more discussion on the historic heritage, cultural heritage? I'm playing that separately. One of the things we do have a very, within that realm of heritage and culture. Asbury Park is right there in the historic park almost. Mm-hmm. It's on the registers, or is it?
Yes.
Yes. So from that standpoint, we need to carry on that history of how that park and other park systems have developed over the time. I'm fine with that one.
I'm just curious. Do we have a cultural heritage?
I'm sure. So think about Prune Hill. This is an example. Or think of Northwest Neighborhood as it's going up towards Salmon Creek. What was a lot of the cultural heritage besides the fort? Orchards. And parks have acquired land that used to be orchards. So the question is, if your overall goal is preserve it, what part of that do you preserve before you turn it into a park? And when is it appropriate to retain, say, a piece of an orchard or not because of yellow jackets or public safety or whatever? And so having it as a value at least brings up the discussion. In the past, the general policy was high maintenance, messy fruit, yellow jackets, get rid of them all. And with Cooper Creek Woods, as some folks will know, The old practice was just get rid of it, and that created a stir because it was going to be so many years before it was developed, and the deer eating the fruit, and the Holy Park, which is an undeveloped park, that old orchard, which is a cultural heritage piece, is being used by Urban Abundance or somebody so I mean that's part of it. Is there is some culture here. It's not huge. It's not old. It's not as old as I'm outside of Philadelphia. That's my place of origin.
Older than me.
And then the other culture.
But it's 150 years of culture at least. So there's some there.
I just want the other culture, for example, is naming rights or not naming rights. Naming.
Sure. To value.
A lot of our parks are homesteads of various families in the community, and it might not be any more than at some point in a park. History, there's a plaque in the park, not a plaque, mm-hmm. a turfy sign, that just lets those people that want to know how this became.
The only reason I was hung up on that one, I guess, was because I don't want to get into the business of historic buildings and things of that sort.
We have a whole separate, there's a staff member in my office that's dedicated completely to that, to the Federal Register and the local register.
So we don't have to get involved in that. Good, I'm glad. Thank you very much.
This stays general enough, you can be discriminating in terms of when and where and how.
I think two examples have been given that make it sensible why we're in. Next one, anybody?
I kind of want to add the words for the present and future.
Ooh.
And the reason, the future part, I'm trying to go back toward the comments about your mega centers and preparing for population growth.
What if we could
maintain and enhance
existing and
too many ands again.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good. No, I think that's kind of
something.
It's existing.
And
future.
It's
do we have recreation facilities?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sports complex.
Trails. Trails can be considered recreational facilities.
Trails can.
Sure. Hiking is recreational.
Yeah.
We have bathroom like facilities at this.
You could take that. I wasn't thinking this place. I wasn't thinking this building.
Yeah.
Because there's no permanent staff there.
No, you're thinking about like providing sports leagues and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So no, I'm just trying to make a distinction on that.
Mm-hmm. Dynamic,
I'm not sure I understand why that's there. Are we creating this organization? What to do what?
Are we down to create dynamic, effective organization?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think that the goals that you're putting together are going to give the organizational members what their priorities are. So in a sense, you are setting the priorities for me, for Bill, for everybody in this department. You're telling us what's important to you. So I think that can be considered part of creating an effective organization.
Now, here's the definition, if you want it from the book.
Okay.
It says the VCPRD will respond efficiently and effectively to the community's evolving priorities and needs. The department will be accessible and responsive to the community it serves, creating new policies, procedures and technologies in response to changing needs over time.
Yeah, and you all have that. I mean, in designing this document, you all have a hand in, you know, how we're going to do our work and what's important.
Can we add then create a dynamic and effective organization? I had it from
Alice. If I can jump in, what bothers me about this line is it seems to me that the what the comp plan, what we're building, is about the community and what we want to do for the community and the community to look like. I don't think this is the appropriate place to talk about the organization.
Dynamic and effective organization to serve the needs of the community.
There you go. Yeah.
I had it in there somewhere. Yeah. I just couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that was it. Is that they probably shortened it up so it fit in a little box, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I went to the actual definition that they had in the book. Because I thought, what's that mean?
What that statement tells me is it's honoring the comment that I made about best practices. I want to make sure that we're moving to best practices that we know about how to manage your
product. Well, why don't we put best practices in there then?
Actually, I think it's worth saying.
Except you're getting into the details, then.
You're going to have a chance to add.
Yeah, I see 12 objectives underneath that goal that all fill in those blanks.
Let's not get
into it. What is dynamic being used?
Quick response, ability to adapt to new things like drones.
As opposed to static. Static
yeah. So instead of staying with the comp plan that was done in 2000, we changed our comprehensive plan quickly to adapt to whatever.
That's what I was hoping that would mean, but I didn't know for sure what the interpretation was.
So the value of having this in here is also, should there ever be a threat to saying, well, we really don't need a parks department or a parks division. And this becomes an adopted plan, you basically say, well, how are you going to replace its functions in an organized so it doesn't just get subverted and become, you know, it's just all about roads. We don't care about parks.
Or it's all about
Disney.
There's no
pet
peeves there,
I
think.
So the word create, does that mean that, does that imply
Yeah, it kind of sounds like they're moving to it rather than here now, as opposed to encourage or support. It might be a...
For your constant creation.
Demand.
Things are constant
change.
I like that one. That's good.
Demand.
No.
Pitchforks for everybody.
It's getting late, I can tell. Create acquire adequate funding to meet community needs.
Do something along
the way. Do we do that?
To serve the needs of the community in a
supportive grant.
In a through a
Okay, we're all talking about
this. I can't hear you, Adam. It's really hard to talk that way.
Yeah, I can mumble. No, to serve the needs of the community through the use of a dynamic and effective organization.
Oh, you're talking about just turning it around?
Right, spinning it around. Because then the community's up front and it's the subject
to serve the needs of the community through a dynamic
and effective
organization.
Serve the needs of the community. Yeah,
that's just that turns around better rather than saying pay
it
as soon
as
you don't have it yet.
Right.
So care to serve. Yeah.
Serve is about self.
Very good. That's great.
Very nice.
Now, do we actually acquire adequate funding to meet community needs?
Well,
it's got to be the objective. It's not. It's not. It's like you always start for an
A. And that park would be an example, right? We got the funding all returned back to
So we got part of it in the grant.
We funded it, front load it, and then we applied for the grant gave us money.
Yeah.
But we'd never really done that.
So we're on fire.
We got a purple item.
Is that how that went?
Yeah.
One last
time. Rick, that next one's fine.
So, yeah. Question.
Give us some money and we'll refund what we don't use.
For you guys.
Yes.
To acquire the funds for grants, is there stipulations generally for to acquire? I mean, this is just a pause in our talk, but I'm just wondering, is there... When you go to the federal government and you say, hey, look, we are interested in creating XYZ park, do they have stipulations for that?
Every organization has its own unique set of guidelines.
Yeah. But then the agency that's giving you money has its guidelines,
too.
Yeah. And quite frankly, if it's not in plan, they ain't going to give you money for it.
That's right. That's why
they have approval.
That's a basic truth, no matter what the organization is.
To the grant, the organization that's giving you the grant, say, look, it's in here.
You give them the excerpts that are appropriate, say it was adopted XYZ.
Yeah.
And they have the.
And Adam, for your sake, one of the steps of this plan is this plan will go to the state to be reviewed and come back to us, accepted, or what's the word I want to use?
No, with provisional.
More the previous.
Yeah, make some revisions. It's rare that they're going to
check. They rarely make, but
they make sure
they check to see if all the boxes are checked on their side.
Okay. Build strong partnerships.
This is the one where I would love to see it something along the lines of, in achieving all, we will achieve all these goals through or in partnership with others, or something along the line, those lines.
Yeah.
In other words, partnership should be involved with everything, because there's no way we can do this on
our own. Absolutely.
It's where efficiency.
Well, how about...
So the definition of this one in the book says, strong community collaboration brings additional resources to parks and recreation and enhances community ownership and support of parks, facilities, and programs. The VCPRD will continue to cultivate strong, positive partnerships with public, private, and nonprofit organizations in order to unite community efforts to acquire, develop, and maintain parks, recreation facilities, and open space.
That's the objective side of this.
So that was the definition of this
go.
I would like to have something in there about business.
Yeah, I would agree. Nonprofit.
But that won't be.
Nonprofit was identified.
Yeah, no, okay. That's the reason.
You're talking about the objective.
Yeah,
you
want the goal.
Yeah,
or the goal.
Yeah, for, yeah, this is the definition of the goal.
Right.
And the objectives are, there's 15 of them.
Public and private partnerships, I like that.
Keeping it simple like that is really the best way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but this is the overarching goal, so I,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Confusing, Jeff.
No, you see this before.
Everybody on that one? Okay.
Reflect the community service.
Well, you know, I might disagree with some of what the county commissioners do, but one of the things I think they did here was they got a good balance of every element of the community, in my mind, in this group. So
yeah.
They've done a good job of collecting a group of people based on what each of us put down there as our interest. There's enough difference there that we cover pretty much probably 90% of the community as a whole.
What I don't like about this is that it's, I read that as currents and presents, and again, I think we need to keep the future in mind.
That's good.
That's a legitimate time.
Yeah.
It's a community.
How do we do that?
But the current and future community.
Reflect the community we serve.
We are.
Reflect the evolving needs.
How about reflecting change?
Yeah.
Vision is such a bad idea.
Reflect the changing community we serve.
I like what Candace just said. Reflect the vision of the community we serve. That's
good. That's good.
Vision.
That's
nice. Vision of the
community.
Yeah.
I
wonder
what
that's
we're
good.
Reflecting.
I like that.
And what's the vision?
Well,
everybody
has a vision.
Well, it could be present or future.
Right, so it doesn't add any information,
no.
Any information to it.
But it covers now and later.
Yeah.
Which was what we were trying to accomplish.
Yeah. To make sure
yeah.
We're thinking.
See, by not knowing what the future is, the vision gets everybody's future vision into the picture.
I'm trying to look 20 years out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think what this is addressing here is probably a lot of the requirements for meeting with the. Well, it says by involving community members in planning, designing, and implementing park and recreation opportunities, the VCPRD can be more responsive, accountable, and creative in meeting community needs, thereby reflecting the desires of residents and sharing community priorities. And then a lot of the goals identify the public information requirements and marketing of.
I think it should say reflect a changing vision of the community.
But a vision is changing.
Maybe
that it is.
It is a
future vision. My vision today is to my vision 20 years down the road.
And yeah, well, you could say the dynamic vision.
Yeah.
Because dynamic is.
But it's saying strive to reflect the vision of the community. I like that.
To represent.
We always can't do it, but we can.
Yeah, but don't you always have that objective for an A? Striving is a B.
Nobody gets an A because nobody's perfect.
Reflecting is a
something along the lines of we constantly represent the our community or something where it's that we're talking about this body, is that correct? Well,
we're talking about the comprehensive plan. So the plan is going to be static for 8 years.
Something
to keep in mind. Can't
be doing
in
the next 7 years,
Michael.
I'm sure they'll find me something.
He's going to say it's death
and wait. Okay, we got it.
So do you
got everything we need now, right?
What did we change? What did we make change?
I think it should say reflect the changing vision of the community we serve.
But is the vision always going to change?
No, not always.
I think as the population increases,
more and more.
It is changing.
constantly evolving, constantly changing.
So the one,
that's unfortunate.
There's a word that I really want to have in here somewhere, and that's back to my earlier comments about health. I think that's going to be a growing issue and will continue to grow, and I would really like to say something in here about the system will support the health needs, and maybe it's just the needs is already there, but I really want to call out
how about that there covers ensure equity and access to parks, trails, and facilities to promote health throughout the community. Something, give me another word.
Healthy community is good.
Healthy community. Yeah. 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 Throw it a healthy community.
Sometimes, how about active lifestyles?
Or actually, that either one of those would work well.
How about the demands of the ADA?
Not the
things.
Well, healthy and active. You're not healthy if you're not active.
Mm. Right.
Gotta stand up.
So healthy works for me. I do like you bringing that into it, though.
Like
there. Right there, where you put it. We could bring it down and put the last one too.
To meet the needs of a healthy community.
Of a healthy community. Of the. I like that. Anybody want to make another change to the last one, or is it what we want?
A change in vision. That sounds nice.
Adam? Speak up.
It's still.
Not thrilled.
It's not thrilled with it, yeah.
Evolving?
Yeah. But at the same time, what we're trying to accomplish, we're setting precedent. So I'm verbally stream of consciousness. So we're setting the vision for the next few years.
So we're not just reflecting, we're providing as well as kind of what you're saying.
Right, we're establishing a vision. We think the county should be here, right? We're setting the course in order to fulfill that. We're not going woo, you know, we're not ebbing and flowing. We are eventually, but
one moment at a time we're establishing.
Right. We're stagnant. This is on paper, right? And for the next 8 years, this is going to be the spearhead in which it's going to, right? So we can be dynamic in how we accomplish things, but we need the vision, I suppose, where we want to go is we know where we want to go. It's not a moving target. You see what I'm saying?
But it could be. I mean, it could be a moving target if things change, because you don't know. I mean, from year to year, something dramatic could change, and our vision would have to change with that. Does that make sense?
That's where that one before this one.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, it should change, but it shouldn't just swing back and forth.
We're not saying anything in here about the aging community and the demands of the ADA community.
We are in that number two.
Huh?
We are in the second one.
Equity.
What is a healthy community? I'm not healthy.
What are the objectives of that one? What are the objectives that support that goal? It's going to be about ADA and about
generational.
You want to have.
And then number three, we're also doing the first recreation for the entire community.
So we're
not saying it's just for healthy young people. It's for the entire community.
I understand that, but I think it needs to be spelled out with particularly our community is aging.
And
I think that needs to be spelled out.
Okay. Could we add some, what do you call those? Carriers?
Well, actually, what about that second one, ensure equity and access to parks, trails, and facilities for a healthy and aging community?
For what?
A healthy and aging community.
A lot of the aging aren't healthy. That's the point he was trying to make. Is that there's a...
Aging and ADA.
Well, that's the vision that covers the ADA. Why don't we just stop at the period and end of facilities and delete the rest?
How about instead of healthy, we say active? Because whether you're healthy or not, you can still be active.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, everybody likes good.
But I still see Bud's need to include some reference somewhere in the goals.
Well, would that be an objective under the goal then? Spell out ADA and aging?
But you know, I was going to say, but you know, evolving.
Put an objective under that?
The evolving
spelled out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think evolving vision actually does reflect the word using evolving vision, because your vision 20 years ago, I know, was different. Then what it just
spelled out.
Yeah.
Well, what if, can I make a proposal that would be like an objective, probably under our Ensure Equity Access, is one of the objectives of that goal would be to provide adequate ADA and access for
I think Candace is actually right.
Yeah.
So we could put that in the notes to add that an objective.
We've got the overriding in more than one of these that includes all citizens. If we start putting aging in there, we need to put handicapped in there, we need to put,
on and on.
That is an objective, not a goal.
Yeah. Inclusiveness is a key thing.
Yeah. And we're strong in this.
And we're strong in that.
Ways.
Yeah.
So can I move that we accept these goals as written?
I could easily just break and do whatever, but we can come back to it later if you guys want.
We either do it now or we may never get back. So.
Yes.
All right.
So serve.
What is it?
Something along the lines to serve the community by establishing, I'm just thinking here by creating and fulfilling the vision.
But that's like the other one that's changing it, and I think reflecting the evolving vision is totally different than serving the needs.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with serving.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that. Reflecting the evolving vision is a really action-oriented, living, changing objective or goal.
But once it's set in stone, right? It's set in stone for 8 years. So that's my point. Is it can
it?
You got serving the needs right there.
Yeah, we've got serves the needs of the community up above.
Right.
And that's a totally different goal than reflecting the evolving vision that the community has.
Adam, can you paraphrase how you think that last sentence actually reads?
Sure. Reflect the evolving vision.
He's trying to maybe do something different than.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to. It just sounds funny, and maybe I'm tired. If you guys think it's cool, I'm okay with it.
Well, I just want to try to deeper understand. I mean, there's a disconnect for you. That means there is most likely a disconnect for someone else reading the goals of our plan. So, knowing what that disconnect might be might help us.
Evolving vision. It just reminds me of you're just tossed to and fro by. Whatever, what happens, you know, there's a difference between evolve.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like a revolving door.
You don't want to be the pendulum that shifts with the wind.
Right.
You
know?
We're
the community establishing the vision and for the future. Right? And that's how I see it.
Yeah. Flexible, but in forward.
Right. We, you know, based on the wind, right, we set our sails accordingly, but the land that we're going to stays put. And so what this says is like we're determining with our little rudder where the land is. See what I'm saying? And that's a problem, because I think that as a group we need to go, we're going there, and you know, as a community, you know, and we represent the community, which is
what this particular goal is supposed to do is assure that we are here and the community is over here. That's really what this is all about. This group in the room should, and I started this particular one with the idea, I think we're all different enough, we all come from different parts of different philosophies of the community, that if we can come together with all of these, we represent this community in a whole, as a whole. And does this, can we say, reflect on that, or does it not?
Something along the lines of establishing vision for the community, establishing the vision for the community by dynamically.
But we aren't establishing.
No, they're telling us what
we're
reflecting
the division,
and we're reflecting it back.
Yeah.
I get your point though. Like, how did the support center ever get built?
Right.
They didn't have the laser focus that we need to have a support center like this in our community. And what I'm hearing you say is you're afraid of being too flexible.
Right. Right.
So flexible that we're not getting things done.
Right.
Somebody came to that commission and said, "We need this."
The point is that some of the design of this facility I think is great. Except they put the handicap parking 50 yards out there. It should be close to the building.
Right.
Yeah.
And the handicap parking is supposed to be close to the door. Now, I was on the committee to reinforce handicap parking, and this wouldn't pass. But, you know, it's here.
That's just one example. What I'm trying to say is I think we're going in two different directions. You're going in a direction that says we create this.
No, I'm just saying.
No.
Right. I would start, one of you two just mentioned, maybe we should just take the word evolving out. And
I'm thinking that may be the case, too, because it sounds like
just that point.
It's creating this instability that we don't want.
I like the evolving vision, though.
This commission has to reflect what's going on in the community.
That's a key element.
This is not about the commission. It's about the comprehensive plan.
Right.
So he said the goal of this comprehensive plan is to reflect the evolving vision of the
community.
Once we get this comp plan completed, whatever is in that comp plan is what
doesn't evolve anymore.
We address.
Right.
You know?
That's my point.
I think the evolving is kind of thrown everything off here.
Right.
That our comp plan is going to hopefully encompass all the evolving needs.
Because the comprehensive plan, you guys changing as best practices come along in terms of managing this system. But I think we can take evolving that.
Would that satisfy you?
Yeah.
Is that
I like it. Yep.
Okay.
just that one word.
Yep. Just that one word.
Sorry, guys.
No, I think it's break time.
Lunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe about some.
Good job.
Do we make a motion?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We'll see that. Everybody will have a chance to eat on.
No.
Anyone want to make a motion on these 10 items?
Move to accept as written.
Second.
Third. As written on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We've got a plan. Okay. Let's move into the objective side of this plan. Now, there's a lot of us that we have to be out of here at 2 o'clock sharp, and Candace has to leave at 1:30. So what we'd like to do is get started on something we could do fairly efficiently. So if you want to walk us through how we might move forward.
Okay.
But realizing we have, I think the time right now is what?
1:10.
So we've got about 50 minutes to do whatever we're going to do.
Okay. So the one I wanted to focus on, since it's the one that we don't have any samples from any other planning documents that we can use and maybe modify,
is the water access chapter that we talked about earlier. All the other chapters we have, statements that have been used in the past, and we may modify them a little bit. And I do have a couple of examples of water access that we're going to put up on the screen here for the goals and policies. And then we have the plan that was done by the port before. So what I'd like to do is focus on those so that we can get those out of the way, and then maybe at our next meeting we'll have just a small block of time to work out the goals for those other chapters.
Objectives. Well, Barbara's been sharing with me the previous document as we've been going through this, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of good objectives already written.
Right.
So if what you would do to speed this up, if you will take those objectives and make it so we all have those, mm-hmm. but all your proposed changes, do them in red or do them so we can see the difference with those based on what we've already done today.
You have this, right?
I do.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is if there's any changes to be made that I think are necessary, I'll put them in red and make sure that they conform with the vision and mission statements that we've adopted already.
So use those as your basis. Make the changes, let us know what those changes are, mm-hmm. and share those with us before our next commission.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then, right now, you're going to take it and do this water access objectives.
Yeah.
That's probably going to take us to the end here. If not, we'll find something to do.
So we usually have no problem with that.
So let's go from there. Does everybody agree with that?
Just to muddy the waters, would it work for Jeff if we were to just throw out ideas for each one and ask you to find ways to incorporate those ideas?
For each
one. As opposed to actually hammering out actual lines for each one?
You can do that.
Aren't you going to take the existing ones now and just kind of change?
I have no problem doing that. My issue with that is my interpretation may be different than yours, and I don't want to put anything in your heads that.
Oh, we'll leave you
afterwards.
Why don't we go through this water access one real quick? Because they're tapping it up right now, so maybe we should.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Is that it? Is there three of them?
Yes.
Well, let's go through
these. Those are three big generic ones. Okay. They don't relate specifically to this.
All right.
Like saltwater.
So go through those.
Yeah, we're not going to worry about those. So the objectives, so in order to implement the goal that we adopted for water access, we have cooperation with public and private agencies to acquire and preserve additional shoreline. That's one objective that we can use to implement that goal. And we can modify that. There's one in here, we don't have any salt water, so we can take that out. And then the water trails network, of course, we can use to implement, they complement one another.
Is it important
to say something about providing both visual and physical access to the shorelines? I know in the Shoreline Master Program that comes up, the two sides of access.
That's true. And sure, we could absolutely add that. Makes sense to me, because one of the things, view sheds, when you're looking at trails and things like that, you want them to be aesthetically pleasing, so they're more attractive to people that may use them. So that's absolutely an objective we can have in order to implement
But I don't want to get into the idea that if I build my house here and I have a vision of the water mm-hmm. in front of my house, and then they build another house, and then we're going to fight this out because this is
outside of our
property. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
The zoning code takes care of that.
Okay, I don't want to get into that. So if that
no, not our job.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is to keep in mind that water access can very well mean a trail that's a half a mile away from the water
Absolutely.
That actually has a good view of it. How we get I think there's another.
Yeah. To preserve additional shoreline access, yeah.
Question. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't this included in the previous comprehensive plans?
I think it was, but it was included under a different chapter, and not necessarily that goal.
This is a little bit new.
There's only one other. Pierce County did something similar when they did their plan, and I thought because our water, because of how much we have, it would be appropriate.
Yeah. And I think it also reflects some of the changing vision of our community. Mm-hmm. Because more and more people are into hiking, biking, and canoeing.
It's much more visible. Like this,
and so it's become a primary where it used to be
2007.
And then
the trails plan was 2006. So it made inference and reference to it, but not as strongly as you now have an opportunity to do.
This is best practices. It's best practice.
Yeah.
Well, my kind of idea of this when I first took a look at it and thought that maybe it would be a good idea for us is parks and recreation is absolutely an economic development tool. You want to provide quality of life for businesses that want to move here, people that want to move here, and anything that we can do to bolster that part of our community. Water access is a big part. Boating, fishing, hiking, all that stuff. People want to do that in their off time. They're looking for work-life balance. And the way that we can promote that is specifically call it out in our comprehensive plan and say, this is important to us, and if it's important to you, you'll be compatible with this community.
So what was the line you mentioned a minute ago?
Designated trails that would eliminate those that aren't authorized.
Mm-hmm. The ones that people just make by themselves.
Yeah. And where do you want to put that? I think visual has to be in number four. Provide for visual water access.
What do you mean by that?
I have a problem. Okay, I have been a lot of
activity,
and I'm wondering how many miles I have to get back. And that was
just being able to see.
So that's in the short term.
Yeah.
Right. That would be a whole other set of objectives here.
Right. For example.
That's one of them.
Got to do.
So does this? So I'm just questioning.
Putting a park here.
Does this make us liable for having lifeguards?
You wouldn't want.
No.
No. I don't think so because it already exists. And we already have designated water trails. They're a public community like any other. It's like you're walking along a trail. You can trip and fall. We don't have.
It's recreational.
Park, if you will.
Don't we have signs to say for whatever year I enter it's done?
Yeah, sure, that's right.
I'd like to ask the question,
and I would like someone to check it first. I don't want to be responsible for visual water access if it involves us in maintaining it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'll double check.
I don't want to be involved in that, so we need to find out from somebody whether we're doing that with this statement.
And maybe what we need to do is, John, maybe what we need to do is include your clarifying perspective of the visual water access so that it excludes any type of, like Marcia pointed out.
I was not
concerned. Oh, she was saying she's concerned that this statement. Well, go ahead and tell them.
Okay, I'm concerned that this statement puts us in a position where we could be considered responsible for someone's vision of the water. Someone, like I said, someone builds a house in front of them and goes up. They lost their vision of the water, and that's exactly where we could end up
involved in this. They
right. So, so remember that this, what we're doing here is we're describing how we're going to build and how we're going to maintain our park system. It doesn't say a thing about land use outside of what we're doing.
I know that, but this could. I want somebody to check to make sure this does not include a liability issue for us.
I think just to flip it around, the concern, at least the way I understand it, is we're not going to prevent somebody from building a house if it blocks it.
Right.
Okay.
We don't want to get involved in that part of it.
I'll run that by the PA's office.
Maybe it's if we
don't just say provide visual water access, visual access to water along public lands where feasible. Because if we do that in place,
I like the term along public lands.
Because but also where feasible. We said, you have to do that along the extension to say Vancouver Lake Trail. You can't see the water, except maybe sometimes in the winter. And if you have to clear that, the mitigation and the permitting.
And would not want to.
So just add the term where feasible, reasonable.
Along public land.
Along public.
Along public land.
Where feasible.
Where feasible takes us off the hook.
Yeah.
I'll still get an answer for you.
I appreciate that.
I noticed the word appreciation is used twice. Does that read well to you? I just thought we should remove the first, replace the first one with recreation, and then keep the second one where it's just about.
I like the education and recreation.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I suggest another word? Can we cooperate with the other public and private agencies to use, acquire, and reserve? Because there might be situations where, for instance, I'm thinking of the Highway 502 project. There's a huge chunk of land that's owned by the transportation
I don't know
how that works in our agency relationships, if that's even possible, if it works. But to use the land as opposed to just, in our laws we have to acquire it. But if you would allow us, we'd like to use your land and use this land in conjunction with you.
That's a common practice, and I'm glad you bring it up, because Marine Park, for instance, in Vancouver, part of that is owned by the utility, not the parks, but it's all being used together.
Use after acquire, or do it before?
Well, it's...
Use acquire after acquire.
We do more than just preserve it, sometimes we enhance it. We've had conversations where the public access to a park, what is a park, where I can think of one as well, where school district has a property and then right next to it we have a park we want to build, but the neighbors want to access it from the east side in, and that would have to be through the school district side of the adjacent park block. So sure, as long as you guys put the infrastructure in and go for it, we'll come up with some kind of an agreement there. So there's more than just use for and preserve. There's also enhancing or sharing or cooperative or MOU or I don't know what it is.
So the next objective actually, if we add another objective, it would be good to say enhance existing publicly owned water access sites, because they're at all different levels along the existing water trail anyway, where maybe you can park there but you have to walk through the mud, or maybe you can't park there but you could drop somebody off and pick them up. And there's different levels of the ability to use those access points along the 33 miles. So if you just say you want to enhance existing publicly owned, it doesn't matter who the public entity is. It could be the port, it could be Clark County, it could be a city, but...
Do we want to limit to publicly owned only?
Well, we're not going to, it's unlikely that a public county is going to enhance the privately owned sites.
No.
The privately owned sites will enhance themselves if more people are using them and they have an incentive.
Okay, so I'm thinking of the boat launch in Salida.
Mm-hmm. It's private.
Uh-huh. So we'll never work with that owner to make that a better accessible boat launch for, because I can just
put
envision,
public money
into it? Well, I don't know. I can just envision like two people walking with a canoe down that little hill and try to get there because there's nowhere to park and be as.
Well, there's somewhere to park if you pay the fee because it's private.
Right. Yeah. So there is a parking
there. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just have to pay the fee because it's private property.
And not just the way it is. The way it is. Do you have more that you want us to add to this? Or is there sufficient?
You can add as much as you like or as much as you think is appropriate. These are just ideas.
I think
what you've got here is really well covered.
To use, acquire, preserve, or enhance, or maybe.
And there's an enhancement there that I think we're missing.
It could be value to have it as its own bullet. If I look at the water trail plan in terms of its recommendations, access site improvements, the improvements to the specific water access sites all along those 33 miles, it calls out the publicly owned ones what needs to happen at the Hale Road site, at the La Center Shore launch, and some of them are owned by cities, some are owned by the county. One's an old public right-of-way that has sort of been closed off to public access, but
some are owned by port.
Some are owned by port, but we want to, in order to put them in the capital facilities plan, we want to have something in here that specifically calls out these water access sites need to be improved. And you can leave it just as that. It doesn't have to say specifically what improvements.
Well, you're saying enhance the existing system by designated water trails and freshwater bodies.
Well,
is that not
as part of the system, but you're not calling out that the specific site improvements, which are part of the capital facilities plan, need to be improved. It's vague, and you could maybe extrapolate, but why make it harder?
Mm-hmm.
If you can have an objective that says, you've got to improve these sites, these launch sites.
So put the words up there. Tell us what you're saying.
Well, is there a way of incorporating the objectives of that by reference?
No, because it's not a
document. Because it's not a document. Because it's just a report. Okay, well, I had to ask.
Yeah.
I know.
If there was, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
And, we don't know if we agree in everything.
Perfect.
With everything.
That covers the basis. Improves existing publicly owned water access sites.
I mean, what's probably.
Well, I know that if he agreed to it, I probably would, because we have a mindset that's very similar.
Right, but I can't see it.
What is a wayfinding
system? So, a wayfinding system would be signs that tell you where's the launch. A sign that identifies when you get there that you're there and where are you in the whole system. It could be mileage signs of you're on river mile X and you have 4 more miles to paddle, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to promote access, it's going to promote safety, it'll promote use.
Yeah. It's like,
but it's
really
a specific bullet that you can then put in the capital facilities plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need a line that just says achieve the objectives of the water system plan?
You can, except it's not an adopted plan.
Oh, it's not an adopted
plan. Yeah, that was just what I was asking.
Can
we say
that we would like to adopt it?
We're going to when we put this in the chapter.
We keep going back to it. This is adopted.
Remember, what else? This is objective. So this.
What
this
else
is
are we missing?
Those are the two biggies for the. Develop a way. So.
I think I would like to make it.
We do have a map,
please.
We have a printed map.
No, an app.
Oh, an app.
Oh, an app for the wayfinding system.
Absolutely.
We have an app. Yeah.
We're going to develop a phone app for water.
Mm-hmm. I got a phone. Okay.
Using GPS, it'll tell you here.
Exactly.
And you have 5 more miles to go.
Can we add to this bottom one, develop a wayfinding system of signage?
Yeah.
Or.
Included,
markers.
Yeah, it
my
be including signage.
Could be include signage and
markers, signage.
Yeah. Great. It's more inclusive than that.
Technology.
Yeah.
GPS.
It's just promote access and safety and use of whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
other technologies.
Other technologies, that's great. I like that.
Yeah, technology, because that opens up and allows something that hasn't been
done. 20 years down the road, you may have little markers on the side of the thing where you're paddling through, and it'll tell you where you are on your phone.
And then the other would be, and I would call this out, because Bud's pointed this out, and it was also pointed out here, is that we need to have a more developed site launch access for Americans with Disabilities. So there has to be an ADA component.
Water
access.
Can we combine that with safety, a safe and ADA accessible access?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice to pull
it in.
Develop. Where are you going to
put it? You could improve existing, and maybe that says to address.
Are you going to mark it?
Oh, yeah. To address.
That's really what it's going to do.
Safety
and ADA.
Very good.
Accessibility.
There you go.
Beautiful.
That's not what I like.
Bud was also bringing up the parking issue. Do we need to say something about access to the access?
Well, one of the problems there is the Berlin management plan will dictate that for everything.
And that's a transportation issue. That's not our issue.
Well, it is if we develop a facility, but it's still dictated within the shoreline management, which I'm wondering, is there anything in here that lets people understand that the shoreline management plan overrides everything we think and do?
That, well, the other thing is, if you start building, you know, talking about all these facilities and improvements and things like that, we have to put them in the CFP, and if we can't afford to do them, we may have to remove some of these objectives. That's what we were talking about earlier, it's an iterative process. We can make mention of the Shoreline Master Program in here, and that's definitely going to be a referred to document because all that has to do with this. But there is a component of the Shoreline Master Program that has water recreation.
And public access,
and
so
public
we'll reinforce
that. So that'll be part of it, I'm sure.
No,
that's our goal.
That's our goal.
The others are the objectives.
That's our goal, and that's the water access.
Yeah, don't lose
the writing goal. Did we do all that? Education, yes. Recreation, yes. Safety, yes.
Likely when I formatted them, the goal, bold, yeah. You know, and then the objectives. This one.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept this as written.
Oh, I want to move.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I move that we accepted it.
I second.
So much excitement.
Goals. Okay, we got to make sure the secretary is paying attention to that.
Oh, sorry, secretary. Go ahead, John. Do it again.
Okay, John's going to make it.
Just kidding.
Go ahead, John. You got the 10th floor.
Move to approve as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Boy, we've got along perfect on all of
this. Things you didn't arm wrestle for that one. What's next?
Are you voting for his or hers?
If we start voting for something else, we're going to go over time.
Move something
else. Okay, let's instead of going into something else, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you give us a... how much time?
30 minutes.
We got 30 minutes. Can you give us 15 minutes or 10 minutes of how you see this from today forward to completion of the document? Are you in that? We could do the step by step a little bit.
What the next step might be?
Next step. I'm going to start with.
I don't have the.
I didn't bring the schedule in.
Well, you don't need the schedule. The time frame, how we're going to get through this. You want us to come back to a meeting like this twice? Three times?
Okay.
I'm not sure that we know.
You know how much further. I do think that the piece about sort of more technical piece about the level of service,
which includes your park impact fees and your current inventory, and what are your performance standards and development standards, is going to be another day like this. Okay. You're probably going to want to do that sooner rather than later, because it may modify your perception of goals a little bit. It's probably one of the harder nuts to crack. And that's probably... So I've got the draft laid out. There's some pieces missing. I'd like the staff to review it to make sure it's accurate before it then goes in front of you guys. You're going to need a week or two to digest a part of it before we then like go through it in a meeting all sure. in and of itself. Because it asks some really tough, critical questions about the future. After that, I'm not sure, because that's kind of a biggie. I'm not sure what other pieces have to have that kind of in-depth participation.
There won't be other than the goals and objectives that we're doing here in the part that Gene's doing. I don't anticipate another all-day meeting like this. I don't, other than her part, I don't anticipate another all-day meeting like this. I think we can take chunks of time off your normal agendas on Fridays and finish up what we want to finish up. Because what I'm going to do following this meeting is I'm going to take the objectives that we talked about for water access, and I'm going to do the same thing for each of the other chapters using the sample that VPRCD had done before, and then present those to you. And once we have all those objectives nailed down and we have the goals nailed down for each chapter, then I'm going to draft each chapter. And as I draft each chapter, I'm going to provide those to you, let you read them over, make any comments that you think are necessary, and then we'll go back in a public meeting and we'll approve that. We won't adopt it, we'll approve it. And then we have to adopt everything as one document at the end. After that, then we'll go to public open houses, which are just specifically focused on this comp plan, parks plan. And then to the Planning Commission and to the Board of County Commissioners with your recommendations. And like I said, it was really good for me to hear all you're talking today and what you're interested in. Because when Bill and Gene and I are sitting up in front of the board trying to explain what this plan is about and why it was created, that'll help us explain to them why it's important.
You also can count on us to help.
I think you should be here.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
Many times I've been before that commission.
So the only other thing I would mention, Kelly, and to everybody else, is if we do this one-day thing on level of service and development standards, it may raise so many issues that you say, oh my gosh, you know, it's, because it's not that easy, particularly if you're coming into it new and saying, well, why do we say this and this? There's a whole lot that goes with it. So I'm being idealistic and saying, yeah, we're going to tackle this all in one day.
I think that you have to really get immersed in this thing to really be, like we have done today, rather than 15 minutes out of an agenda. So unless we can really get into this stuff.
Right.
And so in my mind, we need to have another day like this sometime in the process. I also know that our days are valuable to us. So I'd like to think, are we going to try to have one more of these before the end of the year, or are we going to do it in the spring?
No, I think you want to have
my calendar for the end of the year is getting real tight, and I'd like to know today if we're going to start talking about a date.
When is our next meeting?
The 14th of November is our next regular meeting. That's the second Friday. I was thinking, you know, of course, I know we've had, three regular PAP meetings so far. And, of course, I've had to bring up a lot of stuff that we've been doing since the beginning of the year. So I'm hoping that my schedule or my itinerary on the meeting is going to be hugely reduced to the point where we spend about an hour and a half, a 2.5-hour meeting, working on the comp plan. That would be kind of the utopian approach.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I think that with what Gene had mentioned, we should probably try to have another 4-hour meeting between now and the end of the year, maybe towards the end of November, possibly, or 2 weeks after our next scheduled PAP meeting, which would push us in.
But you're running the Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving, the
20th. Yeah. I know we get into the holiday season thereafter.
Probably the second week of December.
Second week of December?
Usually it's just before all the really bad stuff hits.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that will be our next
The second week in November.
But instead of having that, let's make it a long meeting. Beyond that, I think you're lost. I'll be gone.
Yeah.
I'm sure others will.
So November 14th.
We'll make that a long meeting.
Why
what?
Not?
Okay. From what? 9:30 to 2 or same
November
meeting.
The 14th, our regular staff meeting.
So what other business do you going to need to talk with them?
At our next staff meeting, we've got two policies that we have to get approved. Of course, that's the meeting policy, that's the memorial.
That's going to take some time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be sending those out in your way in the next
well,
day.
Well, we discussed them at the last
time. So
you
can
take a look at
it. And hopefully it should just be a quick stamp of approval. We've got some other things, probably other things that I've brought up. We need to get some conclusion on those as well.
So how much time do you think you need?
I'm going to need an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
So and then we get down into the next chunk.
So 9:30 to 3?
Yeah.
Or 9:30 to 3?
I'm out if we do that.
What?
Yeah. I have 3 school site visit meetings starting at 7:30 that morning.
And the 14th of November.
So if the business of the PAC gets done first,
away
from and then the whole
I might be able to be there by 12:30.
Yeah.
So
what about the 12th of December?
12th or 19th?
19th.
I think the 19th. Can we shoot for the 19th instead?
Friday. Friday.
Where are you going?
Wednesday.
We
are.
Yeah,
I don't care.
How
are you on the 19th?
I'm going to start at 7 o'clock in downtown Portland until 11:30. And then I have a 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
14th or 19th. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know if you guys can include me, because seriously, my calendar is already booked out.
What about going out farther to December 12th? Is our next regular meeting and turn that one into a long?
So in other words, we have our regular small meeting on the 14th, and then
the long
another
long
meeting 12th. On the 12th of December. That works for me.
Isn't that a little late for you guys? Shouldn't we go for November?
Does that hold you
it's
up?
It's okay.
As long as before the end of the year.
It doesn't
hold you up. Okay.
Let's do whatever. I mean, you have to proceed and I can look at documents with. I mean, just I'm just one person, you know. Yes, you can. So, and I can just get here as soon as I can.
We can get into the heavier discussion at 12:30 on.
Yeah, as early as I get done with that, I have to.
Because everybody's going to have a set of documents a week ahead at least. So you can review it.
Yeah.
If you have immediate comments, you want to make sure they're in the discussion. Then when you come, it's more of the discussion brainstorming part.
What day are we talking about? You can't make
it. Either one.
All day Friday.
Either one.
Well, November is really hard. I have to go visit every site and do a walkthrough with the principal between.
So you're busy on the 14th and the
9th. In the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the
12th. Stupid. Yeah.
So could I say that we could have our regular meeting on the 14th, get rid of the business that Bill's got, and then our next meeting on December 12th. That allows us to get rid of the Thanksgiving trips that I'm going to be taking and other people will be too. You're out of that range and you're not into Christmas yet.
The business that Bill's got and also the objectives for the other chapters.
We can knock that off
on the 14th.
Yeah. Great.
The 14th.
But then can you, on the December 12th, can you make that a longer?
Yes.
Yeah, we want the longer.
Yeah,
long
that would be perfect.
So we'll do the 9:30.
This 9:30 to 2.
So when's that November?
9:30 to 2.
14th.
December 12th.
12th.
12th. 12th of December. Right. That's good.
Now the one on the 12th is going to be another one like this, real long.
So did we change the 14th to go back to our normal time?
Our normal one on the 14th, and then on the 12th we're going to do 9:30 to 2.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to adjourn.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page with this time and schedule.
Yeah.
And then we can
And in the meantime, you're going to work over the actual other ones that are in the book. And get them out to us.
Yes.
Before our meeting.
Yes.
On the 14th. Mm-hmm.
So, questions for you. I know Bud brought this up earlier today, and that is maybe we need to probably start getting out and just talking about what we do here as a group. And I know that these notices do go out to the public, but we don't seem to get a lot of folks coming to these. And I know that because we're working on the comprehensive parks plan, we need to get the word out. And Buck suggested that we try to attend the NAC meetings at least. That's our large.
The problem you have there is there are a lot of associations out there.
Yes.
But I have to say, in my experience, the majority of them do not participate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I live in an area where they don't do anything. Others live in areas where they never even knew they had an association. That's the biggest problem. You have two or three which are very large and very active, and they kind of seem to be running the boat, if you will. And I think that's one of the problems that we have. I agree with putting out the word, but I'm telling you that the problem we're going to have is that most of them don't have any access to their members, that kind of thing.
I know, even though I was real interested in parks, I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I came to this commission was when I had something was on the agenda that was passionate to me. And I wanted to be heard.
By our meeting, the meetings where we had, I'm surprised Jeff hasn't found this area.
Okay, to keep this so we understand, if in the meeting on the 14th of November, you guys will give us kind of a blueprint of how we're going to finish this, more so than the one you've already given us. Because I think there's going to be some public meetings that are going to see our work, not this hypothetical,
not to finish
in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if she can give us that kind of a roadmap that we'll have, we'll all feel good about next year's schedule. And if that's done on the 14th, that's a good, mm-hmm. good component of what you'd be doing for that meeting.
Yep.
Okay. With that,
I move we adjourn.
Second.
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 Come on.
Second.
Third.
Second. Did we just make another motion?
To adjourn.
Motion. So many motions.
Really?
We have to motion to adjourn. No, seriously, I'm just adjourned. Okay, you did adjourn.
Good meeting. I think we have all
enough. Yeah, we did.
Thank you.
It was nice to have it focused on a single subject.
Yeah. I'm